Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. I'm your host Dee, coming to you from the beautiful island of St. Croix in the U.S. It's a quiet evening here. It's been a rainy day, so as the rain washes things away, the world gets a little calmer. Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are joining me today. I gotta be real honest, I really did not know what to talk about for today's show, and for a lot of reasons. I've taken a couple weeks off, it ended up being 2 weeks, and here's why. I really want to tell you guys why. In the end, I decided to do free readings for the show, and I see I've got a number of callers waiting for me to get to them, so I will be doing that shortly. But before that, I want to tell you why I had to take a little break. And here's the thing. So I work as an energy healing practitioner, and I do psychic readings. These things are part of my everyday. I have, up until this point, also always had other work. And it was work that was not really in alignment with my soul purpose. It was freedom work. That's what I like to call it, yeah? Working in a restaurant can be freedom work because you're not attached. You have about an hour with each person that walks in the door to offer them service, and then that's it. It's done, right? So it was easy work that I was unattached to, that I didn't care very much about. But it reached a point where it was completely out of alignment with my soul purpose. And as I've been working really hard on my own stuff, on doing my mindset work to level up, all of a sudden this absolutely did not work for me anymore. And more than it not working for me, I wasn't working for them anymore, right? So I had all this friction and conflict happening that I was trying to set aside and to not pay attention to. And in the world of practical spirituality, guys, how often does that work? Exactly, none of the time. It really doesn't work that way. If something is coming up resistance or causing friction, it's asking you to look at it. Yeah, not asking you to ignore it, not asking you to not pay attention to it, but actually to sit down and take a look at it and see if it's truly in line with everything that you're asking for your life. And so two Tuesdays ago, as I was driving home to come do the show, yeah, which is where I do it from, as I was driving home, my car kind of took me somewhere else, right? See, already I'm trying to blame the car, but really, I just couldn't drive home. I had to drive over to the place where I was working and give notice and quit my job. Because it was that far out of alignment with my purpose in the here and now. And so when I tell you guys that spirituality is practical, that integrating this into your everyday, I absolutely 100% know this to be true from having lived it. Because when I didn't listen to that spiritual voice, to that inner voice, everything was kind of rough around the edges. Yeah, I wasn't really happy. Even though I found happiness in things, right? That's easy. I really like where I live. I really like the water. I really like my husband. All of these things I do really like. But ultimately, I was unsettled. I apologize. I'm feeling a cough coming, so 1 second here. And even as I'm talking about it now, this is the first time I'm talking about it, I'm feeling it well up in that throat area, that place where I speak my truth. And it's finally clearing out. So I apologize for the coughing, but that is what's happening. And so there you have it. I could not come do the show because I had to go take care of something that absolutely needed to be taken care of. And so here I am all in with my practice. I'm all in with my business as a healer and as a psychic and excited to see where it leads. Yeah. Changes like that are some of the scariest changes we make as human beings, but we all make them. We see our friends make them. We see our families make them. And when it comes time for us to make them, we have to take ourselves back to that place where we're really connected inside, and we can ask the questions of, is this truly aligned for me? Is this truly aligned for my soul purpose right now? Is this truly aligned so that what I have to offer this world can find its truest expression in the way it needs to be expressed? So that was 2 weeks ago. And then I found myself in this state of needing to clean house. And I mean that literally and within my spiritual self. So immediately I went through and started cleaning piece by piece the areas of my home that were bugging me. And I was so enwrapped in this experience of cleaning things out because I knew that was cleaning out my life as well as cleaning out my home. Yeah. The two acts are not separate. Why? Because you're a spiritual being, right? So everything you do is connected to that aspect of your spirit. And it's those who are truly setting that aside, who are saying, oh no, home is home, work is work. And then my spirituality is, you know, when I go to church 1 hour a week. And that's just not true. Because of how energetic anatomy works, we are physical, we are mental, we are emotional, and we are spiritual. And so I was so caught up in cleaning these things out that I couldn't bring myself to do the show. I was too busy. Yeah. So I had to go through a massive clearing in order to show up for you guys in the energy of truly connected and how I can really serve all of you through this radio show. So I thank you guys for your patience and for tuning back in today. During that time of cleaning, I do have a couple new programs happening that I want to quick tell you about. The first will be a Reiki practitioner intensive training. That's going to happen on Maui, October 19th through 22nd. We are going to, in 4 days, cover levels 1 and level 2 of Reiki. There are so many things I love about Reiki, and I'll tell you about them another time in a whole show, because I can easily dedicate a whole show to that. But for me personally, it has been the single most transformative thing I have done for my personal growth and spiritual development. Yeah, it's kind of a gateway that opens the door to really being connected to that sense of all that you are. So your mind, your emotions, your spirit, and your physical body at the same time. And being able to move through the world as a fully integrated being, making choices that are truly aligned with all aspects of my fully integrated self. Yeah, which means I can really live. It means I can really live joyfully. It means that I was able to drop a lot of my personal things that I was carrying, especially on the mental and emotional levels. And guys, once we start doing that, that's where your psychic abilities kick in, because we all have psychic senses. Yeah, I did a radio show about that already if you guys want to check the archives. But I want to invite you guys to join me for that program, because it's going to be amazing. Yeah. And it's going to be intense. It's called an intensive for a reason. We'll cover level 1, which is all about working and using energy healing for yourself. We'll do everything from energetic anatomy, how it works, what is Reiki, connecting you to it, doing your Reiki attunements, to how you can use it for yourself to bring balance to your everyday. And then in level 2, we learn how to work as an extension of that and how to start working with other people. Right? So now you can support your friends, family, loved ones, neighbors, pets in a whole new way. So, super excited about that. If you guys have any questions, drop me an email, info@nowagewellness.com. Or you can check out and simply register at www.nowagewellness.com. I always forget to give the website at the beginning of the show. And then also, for those who are here with me on St. Croix, and yes, my online classes will be coming up really, really shortly here. But for those of you who are with me here on St. Croix, we have Oracle Card Reading 101 coming up. It will be a series of three Saturdays, 12 o'clock to 2 at Baked Cafe. Again, you can go to the website to register. But that brings us to readings, right? Because we're already talking about Oracle Cards, which are one of the tools that I use to read. Yeah, I use Oracle Cards. I use Angel Cards. And I also use my clairaudience and psychic senses as well. Oracle cards are really, really cool because they are a direct connection to spirit. It's like having a direct phone line. You know that red phone that you see on TV in the president's office and he picks it up and on all of a sudden, you know, there's someone there waiting for him to give them the secret codes. That's what this is. That's what Oracle cards are. Is they are your direct line to spirit. So they are your direct line to your spiritual guidance. They are the direct line to your guides. I guess there's nothing more really to say about that. If you're interested in learning more, come join me for the class. With that said, let's go ahead and pick up the phone. I'm going to come to you. Let's see. We've got a number of callers here. Let's go to this 678 area code. Oh, having a little trouble trying to pick up the phone. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, hello? Hello, caller, are you there? Oh, come on, internet, technical difficulties. We'll take a big deep breath and clear any resistance that happens to be there for us. Let's see here. Caller, are you with me?
Hello?
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 Is anyone there?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at NowAgeWellness.com and let your healing begin.